Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
Let's just tear this Band-Aid
right
off.
I took some of my time to do some of your laundry since we've been shacking up.
Which you were not asked to do.
No, do you know what? Do you know what people who care about each other do?
I got it.
They do things they're not asked to do.
I know. I don't even
to
know.
To show that they're thinking about the other person when the other person is not there.
I'm still trying to figure out.
If you leave dirty clothes on my floor.
I don't even get to say a word.
Then I'm going to
They were
to
not
pick,
on your floor.
I'm going to pick them up.
Yeah.
And I'm going, what does a normal person do when they find pants that are dirty, Polly? What do you do with them? What do you do with a dirty pair of pants?
Don't bring me into this. Wash them.
Oh,
stay out of it.
Wait a second.
Yeah, okay, it's fine.
That's what you do?
First of all.
You wash them.
First of all, you would have had to go into my gym bag to get those pants out. Because there's no way they were on the floor.
Because I could smell them from your gym bag.
They were my baseball pants.
Mm-hmm, your baseball pants.
Do you have a superstition of not washing them during
you
the season?
Exactly.
Is this what...
You wash those pants end of season.
Mm.
And then game one, you put those baseball pants back on and they do not get cleaned until the end of the season again. Period.
Okay.
But you won last night, so what's the problem?
No, we did not. We're 0-3.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, but you
and
pitched
not,
good, though.
Not only did we lose last night, we stunk out the joint. You can still... That essence over Waterloo Park this morning,
sorry. You guys stink out the joint.
It was the porch crawlers last night.
You always lose like 18-4.
Doesn't matter.
But this morning you told me, how was your pitching last night? How many people did you strike out?
It doesn't matter.
How many people?
No, the team lost.
How many people did you strike out last night? Compared to last week.
Doesn't matter.
Did you strike out more people last night than you did last week?
Yes.
Hey, Porch Crawlers, give me a call. 519-741-1067.
Go ahead, Porch Crawlers.
Tell me if he played better last night than he did last week with his dirty old stinky pants.
And tell her.
Compared to the ones that I washed for him.
Tell her how non-intimidating those clean pants are. You can't show up with clean pants. It's like going to a job site with clean boots.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
The dirty pants are intimidating. It shows that you've got hustle. Sometimes, okay, this one time, I'm not even going to tell you what I did.
What?
Did okay, one time.
You did. You grass-stained
Totally grass-stained my shirt.
You think you play for the Jays or something.
You faked grass-stained your shirt?
I needed to. It was
What do you mean you needed to?
Well, you got to get a mental edge sometimes.
You are insane.
It was a big game.
Do you know you're insane?
It's a big game.
You're nuts. You're off your proverbial rocker.
You should never, ever wash
Polly,
my baseball pants
again. Can I just tell you, while we're sitting at the table trying to have a nice dinner, and I say to him, oh, look, here's your jersey and your pants. His face changed like Beauty and the Beast. Like, it was like his face changed and his voice changed, and he's like, don't ever, ever, ever wash my baseball pants again. I'm like, well, you're not going to have to worry about that there, smarty pants, because you are rude. I'm not washing nothing anymore.
That's
I'm
good.
You wouldn't like Farwell when he's angry.
He was mad. Like, see, I was looking at him like, are you kidding? You're joking, right? What's with the Clint Eastwood voice? You really? Get off my porch. It was like, whoa. Sorry I washed your pants.
Yeah, sorry the Porch Crawlers are 0-3 because of you.
No.
No.
Yes. Sorry your pitching got better after I washed your stinky
matter.
Pants.
You still lost a second game with your dirty pants.
Yes.
So.
No,
they lose every game.
We would have won last night if the pants were not cleaned.
Sure.
We would
maybe
have won.
You should crawl on a few less porches
maybe
and
you
see how your game
porches.
Goes.
Maybe you should do a little less laundry.
Hi, Country 106.7. Who's this?
This is Ryan.
Ryan, seriously, just don't get in the middle of this.
I was just going to tell you to stop being so superstitious, Farwell.
What do you mean, dude? You don't wash your pants during the season. End of story. That's not a hard concept.
Frankly, I think if your pants stink, you should wash.
Ryan, I'm
not
you.
Your baseball pants.
Like, is this an every baseball player does this, or just my crazy pants over here?
I think it's just because my girlfriend is a baseball player, and she washes her baseball stuff multiple times a week.
Because women wouldn't do that. We're not disgusting.
That's fine. You know what? I hope your girlfriend enjoys losing all of the games, Ryan, because, you know.
Except, Farwell, they've been winning the whole season.
Okay, Ryan, I think we got a bad connection, so you should just stop, okay?
Campbell and Farwell, mornings on Country 106.7.